We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get off the air. Mark Childress and I had a chance to catch up with our good friend Tom Luganville. Tom's with ESPN. You know, one of the original recruiting analysts in that game back in the day, now also serves as a sideline reporter during their broadcast. And just a genuine good guy, has owned a home here in South Carolina for some time. And here are some things that Mark Childress and I got into with Tom Luganville of ESPN.
Listen, it's a treat. It's our buddy Tom Luganville. And Tom, you were just talking about a little bit of the bipolarness of the day. You've done multiple television gigs. You've done multiple radio gigs and everything else. How glad are you that we're back in college football?
You know, I always look at the month of June, it's kind of like, oh, all right. And then you realize, wait a minute, summertime, this is actually my time to maybe have a little bit of a break, spend some more time with the family. Then June, July starts getting ramped up, and you're like, all right, 4th of July is over. Now we're really getting into the thick of football. So, you know, I know that the ACC media days for my particular television and radio broadcast schedule, I was going to be assigned to it. So it's just fun to not have so much prognostication, but actually have more concrete things to talk about as opposed to, you know, an off season. You know, for example, I'll give a prime example, the Josh Jackson situation. So much unfounded information, so many things circulating around there. You know what? It all worked itself out. It wasn't any of what people apparently thought it was going to be. And it was a huge storyline. And now we have like concrete information to talk about Virginia Tech with Josh Jackson. So I think those things are important too.
Tom, you've been talking to players and coaches all day. Has your mind been changed? Have you been influenced on any major stories or teams today based on something that you've heard?
You know, I haven't. I look at three things with this conference. One, how wide is the gap between Clemson and everybody else?
Right.
Okay, obviously that's a storyline. I think another storyline slash headline is the change of leadership at Florida State, the decision that needs to be made at quarterback there, okay? And then I think thirdly, I'm a big believer that the quarterback position can either build your program or sink your program. And the first time around, if you go back really probably the early portion of Dabo's tenure and Taj Boy became his guy. If you start looking at the league across the league, top to bottom, and you look at how much better the quarterback position got with teams like Wake, teams like Duke, NC State, this and that, all of a sudden, those programs started elevating. And it's you know, the quarterback position, a really good one, can make everybody else around you better. And I think that position really got this league to where it is right now, and it created consistent health top to bottom. And so now you look at this season going forward. All right, you're going to have Ryan Finley back at NC State. Florida State, I think, has a great problem to have. They're going to play with two guys, whoever they're going to be, and they're both proven guys. The best problem is Clemson's. Not an easy one, but it's a good problem to have. You got Miami with a returning starter. So that position has really impacted this conference and the well-being. And hearing John Swofford talk when he came on today is the top-to-bottom competitive balance is where we needed to get as a conference so that all of the attention wasn't always on basketball. And I think they've accomplished that.
As we continue with Tom Luganville, just follow him on Twitter, at his name, college football analyst, recruiting, sideline analyst for ESPN. And listen, one of the things nationally, if you will, between Alabama, between Clemson, even Georgia to a certain extent, is quarterback situation. You got caught up in a little bit of one in college, all right?
Yeah.
How does that what is the seamless transition for that? Is it the coaches or is it the players in the locker room that need to buy in?
You know, I think my particular situation was so unique because I did transfer in. There was an incumbent starter, but there was also a coordinator change when I got there and then a head coaching change while I was there. So a lot of different dynamics that worked into it. And then so much of playing the quarterback position too is having a good roster around you.
Right.
The one thing that Clemson has got and I'm a firm believer in this because I did get caught up in this, and not with that, not with naming names and things of that nature.
No, it was just
locker room chemistry is a big deal. Mm-hmm. It's either good or it's bad. Rarely is it in between. The one thing Clemson has is a great locker room atmosphere. Yeah. They seem to have an atmosphere where the team comes first, and while they may acknowledge friendships and relationships with established teammates, teammates that have helped them win, they also see the ultimate greater picture. So you, as a team, I think Clemson has one of those locker rooms that's going to defer to the player that helps them win the most. And I was standing right next to Dabo Swinney in the spring game when Trevor Lawrence throws that 55-yard pass in the first quarter. And I looked right at him and said, oh, that's the worst thing that could have possibly happened to you. And he said, you know what? Bring it on.
Yep.
That we're about competition. This mm-hmm. is what's going to happen. And then the other thing he did add, not at that moment, but throughout the game, he said, what people don't realize is how much Kelly and Bryant has embraced this competition, how much he's owned it. You know, he's not in the business of giving up reps. If he's not going to be the guy, he's going to have to get beat out. And they've given him every opportunity to be the guy.
It's ACC Coastal Division Day here today, Tom. Is it Miami and Virginia Tech and then everyone else? Or is this going to be that year we see like every 3 years in the Coastal where it's just fruit basket turnover and somebody wins the conference with three losses?
Well, I think you got to look out for Pitt. I really do. Almost everybody's back on defense. They're going to be really good on defense. They found a quarterback late in Kenny Pickett. They don't play Florida State or Clemson out of the other division. So they're Clemson. I'm a huge schedule guy. Who do you play? When do you play? Where do you play? Are you getting a team when they're hot? Or are you getting a team when they're early and they haven't quite morphed and gelled? Those are big components. And so I would not count out. I think Duke has the most deep team they've had under David Cutcliffe, maybe not as talented as other people. So that thing's a toss-up for me. I do know that Miami and Virginia Tech have the best players. Like, we all know that. So we'll see what happens.
All right, final question before we let you go, because we actually asked this of Coach Fedora just a little bit ago. Clemson's moved that bar with three consecutive trips to the college football playoff. Does that get discussed amongst the other coaches in the ACC that we can't let this gap get any further and now we got to start closing it in?
What I think it does is it actually helps some of the other coaches go to their administration and say, hey, listen, are we a competitor? Because if we are, it is up to us to keep that gap close and not let it widen by making our own investments, our own infrastructure, our own resources, and putting the full weight of them towards the sport of football. That's what Virginia's decided to do. Mm-hmm. Bronco Mendenhall will tell you, he went to the administration, he's like, listen, there's people who are up here in terms of all of that. There's people who are in the middle of the pack, and there's people who are slightly below it. We were probably slightly below it. And as an administration, our university has decided that we are going to invest over the span of the next 3 years in closing that gap and being one of those programs that's considered to be a top-tier program. So I actually think it helps the coaches with their own administration when this happens.
All right. Listen, personal thank you. Yeah. When I was out for surgery, you joined up with Childress a couple of times. I appreciate that, Tom. You've been so generous over the years. It gives me a chance to say thank you to you.
You're more than welcome, guys. Really enjoyed it. Have a good afternoon, okay?
You too.
All righty.
All right, welcome back. Carolina Golf at Botany Woods. Really enjoyed getting together with Tom Luganbill. I was telling my buddy Mark Dofer here a little bit about his background. You know, he transferred into Georgia Tech, and there was a returning quarterback by the name of Donnie Davis from Burlington, North Carolina. And this is why I've always maintained, Patrick, the fans can clamor for what they want. Doesn't mm-hmm. matter until the locker room buys into the transition. It doesn't matter. And that's what Dabo's got to watch closely this year. That's what Nick Saban at Alabama has to watch out for. Because if the locker room doesn't buy into your move, guess what? It's a lost point. And that's what happened. Georgia Tech was supposed to be really good that year. And Davis got a little bit banged up during August camp, and Luganbill, who had transferred in, ended up getting the start a fractured locker room led them to about a 2-10 record that particular year. All right, listen, you just heard me go, uh-oh.
Yeah.
It wasn't as bad as I thought.
Okay.
All right? It said, I got clickbaited, all right. Chick-fil-A is killing a beloved item and customers are furious. That was the headline. So,
okay.
I'm like, it better not be the things in the morning with the yeast rolls around the chicken nuggets, the chicken minis. Better not. It's their cow calendar.
Okay.
This is 2018 is the last year that Chick-fil-A will be releasing their cow calendar, which features a deal of the month, and they've done this for 20 years now.
Why are they canceling it?
I have no idea, but it says customers are furious. Chick-fil-A's social media channels have been flooded with backlash from distraught customers. I love distraught.
I mean,
what is this I hear about you getting rid of the cow calendar? I'm so upset, one person commented on Chick-fil-A's Facebook page.
But you
it's
know,
just this little boy with tears coming out of his eyes.
You know, these are the same people, and I'm included, that will be outraged that, oh, there's no more calendar, but we'll wait in that line tomorrow for Chick-fil-A.
Unbelievable. I fell for that one, no doubt about it. All right, we're waiting for the release of the voting polls for media days in Atlanta. They have just wrapped up in Charlotte as well. When we come back, listen, 5:35, we're going to hear from George Bryan. We'll also hear from a friend of ours up in Charlotte, Gary McDaniels, at the top of the 6 p.m. hour as we are at Carolina Golf at Botany Woods. CarolinaGolfBW.com. Listen, this place is next level. It's 18 holes of par three. You can be in and out in 3 hours and on about your day. They're having a big Ryder Cup tournament within the club, if you will, between Clemson and Carolina fans. $100 a month. That's what it costs your family to join. Welcome back in. We're live at Carolina Golf at Botany Woods. Again, British Open. We have a local South Carolina product that is leading at Kevin Kisner, -5 from Aiken, South Carolina. So, again, what a great, you know, that's why it was imperative, Patrick, to getting the first tee people out here, because it can be your child, but especially if you have a daughter.
Yeah.
Because there's scholarship money being unused all over the place when it comes to women's golf right now. So, listen, you get a break on your college tuition and it's something your daughter enjoys or may enjoy, come check it out.
I mean,
there's no reason not to.
I played golf whenever I was 9 years old as a way to kind of like hang out with my dad and stuff like that. And then there were times whenever I got older, I would just go play without him because I just fell in love with the game as I started playing. So when people start off young with a sport, and a sport that's not – it's more mental than it is physical in golf, and I think that's the fun challenge that a lot of kids find fun with it, that they don't have to exert a lot of effort, but it is a very fun mental game.
Well, it's a lot of life. You know, you can't get too high after a good shot, and you can't get too low after making a triple bogey. Why? Because you got to get up, you got to deal with it on the next hole. So there's a lot of life that's actually represented in the game of golf as well. Real quickly, the Upstate's largest blood drive, it's on right now. It began today. It'll run through the 21st. It's your rock and roll up your sleeve blood drive. And listen, it's 3 days across the Upstate today, tomorrow, and Saturday. And you'll be able to give the gift of life. You'll be picking up a really cool commemorative T-shirt for your donation. And there's going to be drawing for free Journey and Def Leppard tickets plus guitars. So you can see the locations on ClassicRock101.1.com. But you can head by Woodruff Road. There's Seneca, Greenwood, Spartanburg, Easley, Hendersonville. A ton of different places and all listed. So go donate some blood, make a difference in somebody's life. Also, next week, Patrick, I'm on vacation, but Panthers training camp opens, and we will have a huge big deal with ESPN Upstate going on up there next week where we'll be broadcasting from Wild Wing Cafe in downtown Spartanburg. But you can come park there, and we're going to have a bus that will shuttle you over to the Gibbs Stadium at Wofford for the opening of Panthers training camp. So if you want to avoid the crowd of parking over there on campus and dealing with all that, just head to downtown Spartanburg and you can catch the shuttle over for Panthers training camp. So a lot of different things going on, which that includes George Bryan joining us in the next segment. Gary McDaniel will join us from ACC football kickoff in Charlotte at 6 p.m. But you have a trade in the NBA.
Yes, we do. The Thunder's decided, you know what, Carmelo Anthony, they gave him the right that he can look out options. Well, they decided to trade him to kind of get something out of it. They've traded Carmelo Anthony and a 2022 first-round pick to the Hawks for Dennis Schroeder and Mike Muscala. I think that's how you pronounce his last name, and if I butchered it, I'm sorry. So Carmelo Anthony is now a Hawk.
Well, that just sucked all the energy for Atlanta Hawks basketball in the next couple of years because Carmelo is minus 1 year at Syracuse when they actually won a national championship. Name me something he's done in his NBA career. I mean, he's averaged 20-something points per game, but if they won a championship, have they breathed anything deep into the playoffs? Hell, Oklahoma City, they were a first-round exit this year, I believe.
Yeah.
So the reality is Atlanta Hawks basketball, you just got the life sucked out of your franchise here for the next couple of years.
Well, what life did they have?
That's true. Thank you. There's a valid point.
The Hawks looked at this from two reasons. One, you have someone, even though he may not be the best player to train someone, you have someone that can put wisdom for Trae Young in your system. Not only that, you have a bigger name to kind of draw fans in to come see it a little bit. So,
I love your first point. The second one, I'm not so sure because most people know that Carmelo has sucked the life out of the franchises he's been with.
No, and I see that. But the thing is when you start as low as the Hawks did last year, you're looking for anything that you can to kind of get some fans into the game. And there are a lot of people who are Carmelo Anthony fans. I don't know why, but they are. They are going to go to, and especially here, a little bit local and around the area, people are either going to go to the Bobcats or the Hawks. Right. And you kind of have a bigger name, I think, with the Bobcats right now. Or not with the Bobcats. Wow, I am so sorry. The Hornets. I am still in the mindset of a Bobcats. Good night. I apologize. But I think there's a bigger name with the Hornets right now than with the Hawks. But it does help out with the Hawks a little bit.
Well, the other thing is don't tick off Greg Popovich. What do you think of the move that the Spurs made in trading Kawhi Leonard for Toronto for 1 year? Now, he's trying to float out there today. He's in good talks about maybe a contract moving forward with the Raptors. BS. You know why? Kawhi Leonard just jumped up in his tax bracket by moving to Canada or being traded to Canada. All right. There are a lot of great things. I was born in Canada. You don't have to pay for your health care, but you got to pay some higher taxes. So there's an advantage or disadvantage, but that just kind of cracked me up because here's the Toronto Raptors, that were number one in the East last year. And of course took a second round exit in the playoffs and were swept. They're obviously looking for players, and Popovich goes, well, if you don't want to play here, then guess what? We'll ship you across the border, and that's why I love Pop.
It was the most Pop thing he could have done because, first of all, he looked at it from two reasons. One, I don't have to play you unless, you know, it's one of those, like, cross-promotionals or we're in the finals for some odd reason.
Well, I love the fact that they actually – wow – they held true to their threats. You know, everybody wants to think the players have the right to do whatever they want. That is not the case. Ownership, management still is in control, and San Antonio just proved that. And they said, we're not trading you anywhere into the West because we don't want to make one of our rivals stronger. And congratulations. Everybody's like, oh, they'll end up giving in. No, thank you for San Antonio for actually doing what you thought was best for your franchise versus what you thought was best for the individual player.
And for the Raptors, what's happened to them? I mean, they were they were the number one team in the East last season, and you fired your head coach, and you traded, I think, a prospect that was potentially your future for Kawhi Leonard, who's probably going to be a 1 year and done.
Well, again, I guess one thing that we are doing is we're talking a little bit about the NBA on July 19th. So I guess they win a little bit. But before we get out of here, one of the things my buddy Brett Freelander that was on with us yesterday, I don't know if y'all saw on Twitter last night the picture I posted of, you know, he won the day. Everybody wants to think Larry Fedora and his comments about the game of football being under attack was one of the things that won the day. No, it wasn't. It was Brett Freelander rocking an avocado shirt, a short sleeve button down that was avocados. Next level, absolutely next level. But you knew that Dave Doran, who likes to troll North Carolina as the head coach at NC State, won five consecutive games against the Tar Heels. You knew that they were going to ask him today a response to Fedora's comments. And to Dave Doran, guess what? He was actually a lot better. So he didn't pop off at Larry Fedora the way that I thought he would have. But I will say this much. NC State absolutely trolled North Carolina when it comes to their media guide. So, Patrick, I heard you back there. Let's see. Sorry, the beauty of live radio. Okay, Mike, let's get Mike in before the break. Talk about Carmelo Anthony. Mike, I hope you're doing well.
I am doing good, Serge. How are you doing?
Man, I'm at a golf course in a clubhouse after 2 days of hearing football players and coaches talk. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I hear you. My understanding with the Melo trade is he's not going to be in Atlanta for long. My understanding is that they're actually going to waive him.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, because, again, I've been stuck in media days. Patrick kind of clued me in on that one, so I not really. Is this a situation where they rate – what, he's got $27.5 million coming to him this year on this final year of his contract, where they waive him and then re-sign him at a reduced rate? Because, listen, Melo led Syracuse to a title. I don't want to pick on him, but just wherever he's been in the NBA, it just hasn't worked out.
I think Atlanta was probably one of the only teams that could probably absorb some of that cap hit that he's going to take, because he's a huge cap hit.
Huge.
So I think that's the only reason why. Only reason why this trade worked, because three teams were involved.
Right. So it's going to be interesting. Listen, Atlanta needs somebody at this point, as Patrick said, to sell tickets. What did you think about the Spurs holding true to their form, Mike, and going, dude, we're not trading you to the West? And actually, when all said and done, they ship Kawhi Leonard north of the border.
Well, at least they got something in return for him. Yep. I think getting DeMar DeRozan was actually good for them, because I think he's got, 3 years left on his contract? So
yeah,
something in return.
Yeah, Popovich is going to have to sit down DeMar DeRozan and say, listen, we wanted you. That's why we made this trade, because he's mad right now. I saw earlier coming in from Charlotte that he said he had a meeting with the Raptors and they had promised him he wasn't being traded. So he's a little bit mad right now. But once you get in San Antonio's system, I think Rosen will be fine.
Yeah, he should be fine. That's a good organization. Well run. I mean, I have nothing but good things to say about the Spurs.
All right. Listen, Mike, thanks for the phone call. I hope you have a great afternoon, because when we come back, it's George Bryan. He's the owner. He's also the operator of the George Bryan Golf Academy down in Chapin, a 30-year member of the PGA and a founding partner of Grow Golf Now. Of course, his son, Wesley, he won at Harbortown on the PGA Tour last year. And guess what? We'll talk some more about the game of golf with George Bryan when we come back to Carolina Golf at Botany Woods. So welcome back in. We're live from the clubhouse at Carolina Golf at Botany Woods. And listen, I've known this place as I grew up here in the neighborhood. And before we go to the guest line, you know, very fortunate, you know, Rob Reeves, part of my family, the founder of the Blade Junior Golf Classic, whose son's Austin, and of course Crawford, went on and played in college. And sometimes I've always thought about Rob being the first family of golf here in the state of South Carolina, till I found out more about George Bryan, who's joining us right now, owner and operator of the George Bryan Golf Academy down in Chapin, a 30-year member of the PGA, and the father of Wesley Bryan, who won the Heritage last year, and then two children, George Bryan IV, who plays on the Canadian Tour, and a daughter who played at the College of Charleston. I think, George, you may be the first family of golf here in the state of South Carolina.
I'm tied with Rob Reeves' his family. The Reeves and the Bryans grew into golf together.
Great.
And it's certainly a privilege to be talking to you on this show. And Rob's one of my favorite people in the whole world, he and his family. In fact, his two youngins, Carl and Austin, they grew up with George and Wesley. So,
that is fantastic.
Well, I'm glad to know that. What a privilege.
I thank you for that. But, again, you know, you've taught this game of golf, and that's one of the things I want to get in. First of all, you know, as we talked with the first tee earlier, you know, there's a lot of college golf money, scholarship money, not being used in the women's game right now. And your daughter, Mary Chandler, played for the College of Charleston. But, you know, talk about the fact that, let me ask you, I mean, golf is so representative of daily life. You can't get too high after the good shots. You can't get too lows after the triple bogeys.
Yeah, it's wonderful family lifetime form of recreation. And right there, I just visited where you are at Botany Woods a few weeks ago, and that's kind of how my family got into it on a course real similar to that, but it's extremely, extremely unique that mom, dad, grandparents, and children, and my daughter plays. You mentioned that. And, in fact, I got a shout out to the Carolinas women. They won the Carolinas Virginia team matches down at Sea Pines at Harbortown. And that just happened this week. But it's so unique. It's a different way to recreate and to express the competitive spirit. And nothing like doing it as a family. Nothing like it.
And that's what I love about where we are, because you can do it as a family in 3 hours, and your family is into the game of golf. But not only do you teach, again, owner and operator of the George Bryan Golf Academy down in Chapin, you're one of the founders of you're a founding partner of Grow Golf Now, which that's a program that includes, it's a team series with skills clinics and fitness and everything else, because this isn't Fuzzy, you know, 2018, this isn't 1978 Fuzzy Zeller getting off the golf course and having a Michelob Light and a cigarette in his hand while he's doing the interview. Tiger Woods changed the game of golf when it got to, hey, man, you better be in shape.
Well, that's really pretty cool that golf is bringing that to the table. And it technically, in the 80s, it was recognized. Gary Player was one of the first to make it popular. But a lot of the old school players took really good care of themselves, considered themselves athletes. Sam Snead had great flexibility, proved it. And then, but Gary Player made it popular. But Greg Norman and Nick Faldo brought it to the forefront for golf on the men's side. And then Annika made it popular on the women's side. And it makes a huge difference. It really does. And Grow Golf Now, incidentally, is a family program that we started the program on a golf. Botany Woods is one of the big supporters of Grow Golf Now. And as is Fox Run. And I'm drawing a blank. He does. The beer
Legacy
shank.
Pines.
Legacy Pines and the Beer Shank. Just talked to Tom the other day. They support
the greatest name. No offense, George Bryan. That is the greatest name in golf when it comes to a family of golfers. Beer Shank.
Good Beer Shank. Hey, you're talking about an unbelievable family that is not just skilled. I started playing with Pops, Tommy's dad, years ago. Unbelievable golf family. But the Grow Golf Now initiative is designed to put families together. The parents serve as caddies, guides, or fans as players. Dr. Morris Pickens got this initiative started with myself and a group of folks right around a facility, a man named Lou Miller, not too far from there. And I'll tell you, somebody who is a huge supporter of junior golf right there in your area and has had huge influence in this program, a man named Charlie Bryan. And he's technically a cousin, but he's like a father to me, definitely a golf father, and always supported not just this recreation program. See, Go Golf now partners with, or specializes in partners with courses like Botany Woods, but also the recreation, the local recreation commission. And we put families together to get into the game, enjoy it together. And here's the key is it's community, and we play fast. And that, those are the premises, the foundation of Grow Golf Now. Doug Brown is tremendous right there in our community in Greenville. And so he's the Grow Golf Now leader in not just that territory, but in others in Carolina. We actually extend into North Carolina as well.
Well, you know, it's fantastic because we're lucky. I mean, when it comes to junior golf here in the state of South Carolina, we may have the best state out there between the tournaments. And like we say, it manifests itself into the Blade Junior Classic, which just wrapped up yesterday. But let me ask you, the first time I beat my father in golf was a weird moment. He was proud of me, but he was pissed as well. You know what I mean? So that's human nature. Let me ask you this. How proud was it when you got to witness your own son winning a PGA tournament right here in your home state of South Carolina?
That was pretty special. And I tell you what, I don't know that you and I have met, but I know you.
Right.
And I already like your dad because you just can't let the youngin' win. You got to let
right.
him earn it. And my wife wasn't real happy about that idea. It turned out pretty good. And I tell you, Wesley did win right here in South Carolina. We had no idea that he was the first South Carolinian to win the event. But it was extremely special. And I was real proud of him when he was very gracious and humble and gave his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the credit. I could not have been more proud of how he handled himself that day.
Well, I mean, that's pretty amazing because, you know, we have now figured out we have a lot of people that intersect our lives. So, you know, and again, that's what I want to impart upon being here at Carolina Golf at Botany Woods. I grew up in this neighborhood. I've known this course. You know, I don't know if you remember the old Peach Blossom par 3 out on Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greer. My dad taught me out there. In the first round I ever played against him, he played it with a putter. Now, you can't do that. You can't do that on this course. That's what we were talking about earlier. There's some 180-yard, you know, par threes out here in this setup at Carolina Golf. But I love that this game has affected your whole family. I'm sure your wife, Valerie, has more patience than any of us. But that's what's so much fun about the game of golf. It can be an entire family experience.
Yeah, and I think getting started at a place that's right for the skill level and you know what, one of the things I just talked to an individual who was getting ready to take his daughter and hopefully his wife out, and the time factor, you want to start them on an appropriate venue. I'll call it a course specific that is set up for family. Botany Woods is, in fact, I gotta tell you a little shout out to I think a guy named Nathan, Superintendent Nathan is I was introduced as, and he takes good care of Botany. It looked really good when I was there, and I know that what's pretty special about that particular club is the community have put together a volunteer team to care for the course, and I think that's becoming a real popular way for these smaller courses and clubs to operate. And my family got started on a par 3, and the holes are shorter, and you can play faster. And the more holes you play, the more fun you can have. So you can, I really like to see that the course play shorter, especially for the young players. And that time factor, I can't emphasize enough how important.
Yeah.
You don't want to start a 6-year-old in a 5-hour round of golf on a course they can't have success. So right there at Botany Woods and some of the other venues, I did not experience the course. You said you grew up in Greer. I wish I had.
It had lights on telephone poles. You could go out there and play at night. All right. And my dad, real quickly, screw it. We're going to have fun. We're going to blow this break for just a second. My dad was amphibious, which I get it. It's ambidextrous. For whatever reason, apparently a golf swing is rougher on a left-handed golfer on the back than a right-handed golfer. So the doctor said, you got one of two things. You either going to quit playing golf or you're going to take it up right-handed. And he but he still putted left-handed. He had an old Acushnet putter, and that's what he used on every shot the first round that he took me out there. And I'll never forget it.
That is beautiful. What a beautiful story. And that's strongly recommend, if anybody's out listening, go find somewhere like you just described. Mm-hmm. It sounds – I'm not sure Botany Woods is open to the public. It sounded like it was a private club, but I'm sure there's a way
– We can
to
get them.
Become, I'm sure there's a way. And it's a great game for a lifetime. Everybody can do it together.
Well, listen, since we're distant cousins and didn't realize it, I'd love to catch up with you again here on the show. As Charlie Reimer with the Golf Channel is a good friend of mine as well. Old guy that I played high school golf against, Chris Patton, just played in the U.S. Senior Open this past year. So I'd love to get you back on and chop it up with you.
Oh, it'd truly be a privilege, and I look forward to the next time we do tee it up. And pretty good tournament going on that British Open. I heard a little report. It's pretty cool to see Kevin Kisner in the lead there. And you talk about a golf family, and right down in Aiken's a beautiful, beautiful place. But right proud that we got a South Carolinian right there on the top of the leaderboard.
Yep, and Jay Bird and William McGirt are playing well in the other PGA tournament as well. George Brian, thank you very much. George Brian Golf Academy down in Chapin. We'll put it up on our Facebook page, how people can reach out to you. And, again, thank you for taking some time with us today.
Truly a privilege, and have a good evening.
All right. Really, that was a lot of fun there, Patrick. Thank you very much. Good dude. Like I said, I thought that, that's a great argument. Is it the Haas family? Is it the Reeves family? Or is it the Bryan family that are the first family of golf here in the upstate or the state of South Carolina? We'll have a segment of open phones when we come back. And then at 6:03, we will go up to Charlotte with our buddy Gary McDaniel. All right, welcome back in. A few minutes to the top of the hour. And listen, I just got a message. Sorry to report this. A friend of ours that's been very good to us here on the show. Former Clemson place kicker, former Greer High School place kicker, and star Nelson Welch is now recovering in the hospital after suffering a massive heart attack yesterday. Nelson's younger than me. Now, most people know his mom, Nancy Welch, because she was on TV for so long, I believe, on WSBA. She told Pete Yannity, our friend, that that they are still determining the next course of action in the recovery process. So, do us a favor, keep Nelson Welch, the former Clemson and Greer place kicker, in your thoughts and prayers. That's a great family. We just sat there in the last segment talking with George Brian and, the tentacles of that family here in the state of South Carolina, not to mention the Reeves family. We were talking about the Haas family. Well, guess what? Most people out there my age remember Nelson's mom, Nancy Welch, being on TV growing up. So, again, keep them in your thoughts and prayers. All right. And that's why in this day and age, in all honesty, it's imperative to get out there and donate, what we have going on with our rock and roll up your sleeve blood donation. You can go find out all the information and the locations at 933theplanetrocks.com, as well as Classic Rock 101 as well. And again, that's today, tomorrow, and Saturday that you can go donate blood. So, again, because you never know who's going to need it. When I just got that message about Nelson, dude, that was a little kick. No doubt Nelson's been really, really good to me here in the past. So, make sure you can, next hour, get by here, have some fun, have a beverage, have a little bit of food here at Carolina Golf and Tennis. Find out more about it. You can join this place for $100. But what we're going to do next is head back up I-85 and go, and we're going to have a little announcement, if you will, as well, when it comes to some Clemson coverage here on Straight Up with Sturge and ESPN Upstate. It's Gary McDaniel from Clemson Sports News. he's going to join us from Charlotte, is, again, things have wrapped up there. And, you know, kind of an interesting event with Larry Fedora and his comments making national news, and, of course, Dave Dorn responding to him. And this much, listen, you weren't on, Patrick, yesterday, but this bothered me, all right? First of all, you came up the escalator at the Westin to the second floor, and that's where, you know, all the media gatherings and all. And when you got off the elevator, there was this really cool light rig with, you know, the ACC championship trophy, things of that nature. And they had 12 dummies, and I mean the clothing dummies, not Sturge dummies, okay, with every team's uniform on it. And it was 6 for the Coastal and 6 for the Atlantic. Only 4 teams in the ACC have stripes on their pants this year. I'm a stripes on the pants kind of guy. You know what I mean?
So that's what you got bothered with.
I got bothered with that. Yes, definitely. And I don't know. I guess, you know, the old saying, you wait long enough, you know, something else will come back in style. Some of these uniforms almost looks 50-ish. You know, even Joe Wisnett, the general manager over here at Carolina Golf and Tennis, he played his football at App State and then, of course, professionally with the L.A. Express. I mean, App State's got stripes on their uniforms, which, by the way, Diesel would be happy to know that App State was picked to win their division in the Sun Belt earlier today. However, weren't picked to win the league championship, so that means somebody thinks that App State is going down in a championship game when it comes to the Sun Belt. But that's a heck of a run that the Mountaineers are on. So, again, enjoying our day here at Carolina Golf at Botany Woods. And, of course, what makes it even better is we can give you a chance to win $1,000. Think about it. You can pay off your year's club membership with $1,000. All you have to do is text the following word to 72881. It's BASIC, B-A-S-I-C. Text BASIC to 72881. And you go in a pool, somebody's winning $1,000 free and clear, why not you? Text BASIC to 72881, and you can win $1,000 on Intercom. Intercom Greenville, even ESPN Upstate. We had a local winner just yesterday as well by texting the keyword into 72881. You have till 6:59 to get in BASIC. In the meantime, when we come back, we're headed up I-85, Charlotte, North Carolina, to ACC football kickoff. It's Gary McDaniel with ClemsonSportsNews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.